Are we allowed to get in or what?
The new Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center made a big splash among students when it was briefly opened last spring for a quick swim. It was then shuttered until January when students, but not the general public, were allowed in. MEHS Superintendent Janelle Vanoss says the project is important and necessary for instruction at MEHS. It isn't just a luxury pool.
It's been really great to get our kids in swimming. Many, many, many of our students come from rural communities that are on the water, but very dangerous water, and not the kind of water that you grow up in recreationally swimming. And so many of our students are in communities that they haven't learned how to swim.
She says they have three classes right now that are using the pool. Some are already strong swimmers, but several are just learning. And it's absolutely integral, she says, that the school gives them the opportunities to learn.
I came from Western Alaska, which is about 50% of our students come from Western Alaska, and that's the area with the largest, the highest rates of drowning. And so, my time out there, it was critical to try and get a swimming pool for that exact reason, for a safety reason.
When Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget was released earlier this month, numerous organizations across the state saw big cuts: public schools, ferries, higher education. But this capital project was especially near and dear to the heart of Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who now co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee. The governor's budget cuts $250,000 in operating funds that were approved by the legislature last year for the Aquatic Center. The budget also includes a note that says the governor intends to sell or transfer the asset, making that $250,000 in funding unnecessary. So when it comes to the future of the pool, Stedman does not mince words.
I think it's about as likely that the state is going to sell Mount Edgecombe's high school swimming pool as we are going to sell the governor's mansion with the governor in it. So they can sell the pool with me in it when they sell the governor's mansion with him in it.
Stedman has been focused on getting an aquatic center for MEHS students for over 8 years. They broke ground on the $26 million facility in 2016, and it opened for student use this January. Stedman's hopeful that there's room in the operating budget to keep the pool open for another year so it can begin to make money and pay for itself.
There's language in the operating budget currently proposed by the governor to roll the funds forward for this year of the pool, roll them into 2020. Those funds should enable the pool to operate and substantially close the or generate revenue to offset its operating costs.
And in the meantime, Mount Edgecombe Superintendent Vanoss is unsure what will happen next or how the future of the pool will play out in the legislature.
It's clear that the intentions in the budget is for Mount Edgecombe or the state of Alaska to not be operating the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center. And, you know, what that may mean is still really, I think, in the discussion phase.
At the very least, it's a loss for Mount Edgecombe students who have finally had a chance to learn to swim. Not that education must always be the top priority. Vanoss says they've been able to open the pool a few times just for fun.
Recreationally, we've got 400 students that, you know, we need to make their life enriching as well as academic. And so it's really great to be able to have some evening swims.
But fun doesn't keep the lights on and the water warm at the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.